If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
Player, coach, pain in the ass. He's done it all on the gridiron from South Bend to Arrowhead. From football on the radio, back to football, then more radio, then a little more football, and now radio again. It's Tim Grunhard on the program. Tim Grunhard is presented by CBD American Shaman. Do you know what the benefits of CBD are? Stop in at one of the 40-plus CBD American Shaman locations and see how CBD can bring balance to your body and mind. CBDAmericanShaman.com.
And welcome back. You're in the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Soren Petro with you. Of course, we welcome in our buddy, as you heard, Tim Grunhard joins us here in the program. He's brought to you by our friends at CBD American Shaman. We're live at Tickets for Less. Right now, you can save 10% with the promo code 810WHB. The Chiefs have two preseason games coming up and the home opener on September 15th. It is officially less than 1 month away, and for a limited time, you can get 10% off on Chiefs tickets. Order with the promo code 810WHB. Go to ticketsforless.com, find your seats, enter 810WHB.com, and you'll save 10%. The preseason special, uppers for $15, lower level for $30 for a limited time. You can take advantage of this. Call 913-685-3322. Get the kids out. Let them take a look at these Kansas City Chiefs. I've always said it's the best time. Preseason, take the little ones out. They don't know the difference between regular season or preseason. It's all the same. Just a bunch of big guys running into each other, right, Tim?
It absolutely is, and I love coming over here, guys. We were just talking about it. Probably been here about 10 or 15 years in a row coming out here to Tickets for Less. And another great Kansas City company, just like CBD American Shaman. It's great that these Kansas City companies have made it big. Come on to WHB and help us out, do some sponsorship stuff. So it's already great to be out here at Tickets for Less. And, yeah, if you're looking for tickets, I was looking for some tickets for a buddy who wanted an auction item for the Bills game. And the tickets were so much better here than anywhere else. Yes. In fact, I called the Chiefs, and they were just about the same. Yeah. I mean, Tickets for Less does an unbelievable job of getting tickets and getting great prices for them.
Right now, you can score the four tickets and a parking pass, the Chiefs four-pack special, four tickets and a parking pass for either the Seahawks or Broncos game, starting at just $225. Wow. Parking and four tickets. Perfect holiday gift for the Chiefs fans. So grab them a four-pack in the parking. $225. You can call 913-685-3322. And don't forget about the VIP tailgate. $20 for the preseason. That's right, only $20 if you're heading out to a preseason game. The VIP tailgate pass is the way to go for a limited time. $20 VIP tailgate passes for Washington or Green Bay. All-you-can-eat barbecue, all-inclusive beer and seltzers, tailgate games, giant covered space to enjoy the Chiefs Kingdom. It is yours just by going to ticketsforless.com. $20 for their VIP tailgate. Tim, how are you, my friend?
I am doing great. Let the games begin. It's nice to be able to talk about some football. You and I have been doing radio now here for the last 4 or 5 months, speculating, guessing, trying to break things down. What's
going to
happen?
Maybe you're guessing, Tim. But
you're a guesser, too. You did not know that Pacheco might be the starting running back for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, God, please stop.
You didn't know that.
Settle down. He's not going to be.
Oh, well, you know what? It looked like
I know that.
He's going to be playing a lot. That's the one thing. But, listen, it's great to see the guys out there playing. It's always fun to start the season. And excited to watch football again, Soren. Just excited to do it.
I agree. And great to look at that beautiful Soldier Field. what a fantastic place for football, huh?
First things first, right on my notes. First things first, what a crap show that football field is. Wow. And we talked about it last week during the show.
We brought it up.
I was like, I was talking to a buddy, and, he's on the grounds crew, his daughter, blah, blah, blah. If you didn't hear it, it's not that big of a deal, but I do have a little connection over there. And he's like, yeah, man, this field is not in very good shape. But how about the NFL saying that it's in compliance? If that's in compliance, then, I don't know what would be – what's not in compliance? Like, craters, sand traps, seams? What – That was as bad as I've seen. And for a first game of the year, just unbelievable to me that the field – and they tried to smooth it out with sand. All you golfers out there, you guys know during the hot summer days. They always put a little bit of sand on the fairways to kind of, you know, I guess it fills in some things, keeps it cool. I don't know much about all that kind of stuff, but it looked like a lot of sand. There was more sand there than when I used to go to North Avenue Beach back in the day when it was all cement. Right on the beach.
Right.
It wasn't have sand. All the sand, I guess, for the beaches are now on the field over at Soldiers Field. So, yeah, that wasn't very good.
Yeah. But everybody, for the most part, other than the belldozer, came out without an injury. Andy Reid said that happened on the touchdown. He did take a hit there, so I don't think it was just the field. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's first of all, they were healthy. Second of all, the offense went right down the field, scored easily, didn't seem to be missing Tyreek Hill, at least on that drive. And the Bears' offensive line is atrocious, and the Chiefs' defensive line had their way. I think that's
– sorry.
You know, I mean, to me, I didn't come away any more excited about the Chiefs than I was coming in, but I certainly didn't have anything that I thought would deflate my expectations. I had that they are who I thought they were, the Bears are who I thought they were, and I could care less that the Bears scratched and clawed and grinded their way to – 19 points after all the big boys had sat down for the Chiefs.
Yeah, I think we saw what the Chiefs are going to want to try to do this year. So let's go talk about the best player on the football field, and obviously that's Patrick Mahomes. You know, he spread the wealth around. That is going to be the game plan for the Kansas City Chiefs this year. I love it. I think it's a great plan. I think anytime you get more people involved in the offense, anytime you have more options in the offense, anytime you can have more weapons in the offense, you got a really good chance of having some success. And that's what the Chiefs did in the first drive. They were 6 of 7, 6 different receivers. And it's going to make it hard for defensive coordinators to prepare. It really is. And, you know, some of the guys that got catches were guys that you wouldn't expect to get catches. But that's a good thing. You know, so I really like the way that this offense has started out. Now, listen, it's only one drive. We're not going to get carried away, but let's just take this little small sample.
Sure, we will. Let's go to the nth degree, Tim.
Let's go. They're going to go to the Super Bowl because of that drive. But I will say that it was a positive thing. You know, Patrick Mahomes looked sharp, which is good. They were able to spread the ball around, which is good. And, you know, that's something that our defensive coordinators are just going to have to check out now. I don't think you could just rely on saying, hey, we're going to play cover two. We're going to keep the top on. We're going to take away Tyreek Hill. And then, you know, Travis Kelce is going to be like Michael Jordan. He's going to get his yards. He's going to get his points. But if it's just him, we can win the football game. I don't think you can do that this year. So I think it was a positive outcome for the Kansas City Chiefs in that first drive. And I would expect that to be kind of a common theme or a common denominator for this team this year, is to spread the ball around, spread the wealth.
Yeah, and that's Mason. We've talked about it pretty much this entire offseason, that it conceivably makes them more difficult to prepare for, right? That, like, you know, we can get all excited about whatever, but or Dolphins fans, I guess I should say, can get all excited about having Tyreek Hill, and the Chiefs had it, and he's a wonderful weapon, and I'd rather have him than not have him. But when you don't have him, you're a little bit more difficult to prepare for.
Yeah, and that's a great thing about having Andy Reid and the staff, and I think Nagy's a good addition to the staff. I know that Patrick Mahomes is a great football player. We all know that Patrick Mahomes is a great football player, but I think having Nagy back in that room and back on that offensive staff is a good thing for Patrick. It looked just to me, and hey, listen, once again, we're not trying to read in, but that's our job. Our job is to evaluate and look at the game. And we have one sample size to look at. But Patrick Mahomes, to me, looked very comfortable.
Yeah.
He just looked comfortable. He looked a little bit – I'm not saying he was uncomfortable last year, but at times last year, it just looked like, man, in a regular season, obviously, but – I think with Nagy being in there, I think he's more comfortable. I think that they're on the same page. And I think it's a buffer. And I'm not saying that Bieniemy and Patrick Mahomes are at odds. I'm not saying that. So don't read into that. But I think it's nice to have Nagy as a buffer for Patrick Mahomes and Eric Bieniemy. Eric Bieniemy is an intense guy. And I tell people this all the time. You coach quarterbacks different than you coach the other players. You can't really get on quarterbacks too much because there's just so much going on in the game. There's so much going on during the practice, so much going on in their brains, that if you get them out of focus, if you start criticizing the performer and not evaluating the performance, then quarterbacks, for one reason or another, they kind of lose it. They lose their edge. And I thought last year in that second half of the Bengal game, and listen, we've talked about it until we're red in the face and it doesn't really matter anymore, but I think that Patrick Mahomes kind of got that criticized the performer, and he didn't handle it very well. There was no buffer for him. I think Nagy is a really nice buffer for Patrick Mahomes. I think you're going to see that this year.
Yeah, it certainly worked well with the first unit out there in this game with the Chicago Bears. There wasn't anything not to like with the way they knife right down the field, except for Tim, perhaps running the ball. They were not very effective running the football. One of them on their second and one, it was an RPO. I would like to see them line up and just smack somebody in the mouth.
Yep.
We did not see that. We saw them basically, you know, their usual. And on third and one, they did get it with the spinorama quarterback move to the brat and Burton barreling over for the first down. So they got it done. But, you know, less than 3 yards a carry, I would like to have seen more from that. But I'm optimistic. And yesterday they didn't work much on the run game at all at St. Joe, much more work on the run game. So obviously they had different facets that they were, as we said, was probably the case. But I mean, I don't know. I do believe you throw to win and you run when you're winning. And so I want them to be a good passing offense more than I want them to really be able to run the ball. But maybe they just can't put enough time to be as efficient as they want to be on throwing the football. They can't put enough time in to be really good at running the ball. Is that possible? You always talk about the value of reps.
Yeah. I just think the offensive line just weren't in sync, and they didn't play very well in the run game. Let's just call it the way it is. They were high. Their pads were up. Their shoulder pads were up. And that's not coaching. It's not want to. It's just the technique of going full speed in a game compared to the limited times you do that in a practice. It's hard to get that timing down. So I agree with you. I thought that they played high. Their shoulder pads were up. They didn't get a lot of push, a lot of position blocking. The thing that bugs me the most when offensive linemen decide for the back where they have to go, and that never really works, especially in the NFL. It doesn't work in high school. It certainly doesn't work at college. In the NFL, you really can't do it. When I say that, you know, most of the time on zone runs and a lot of the gap runs, you're supposed to stay square and you're supposed to get movement. And if you turn your butt in the hole, you're deciding now that the back has one way to go. And it looked like the Chiefs did a little bit of that. They were a little bit high. And because
there were too many butt turns?
Too many butt turns.
Okay, when that's technical. Technical term we're using.
It's
here.
Very technical. When you are high in your blocking scheme, what happens is you can't get that push. And when you can't get that push, you start to get a little bit in a rush, and by doing that you kind of turn and you turn on the line of scrimmage, and that the defense wins that way because now there's only one way to go for the back, and there's no cutback, there's no lanes, and they have to just kind of dig it in there. And that's what happened a little bit with the Chiefs. I think they'll get that straightened out, but I think that was a great evaluation. I saw the same thing. They didn't look as sharp in the run game, and I think that's just all part of being in their first preseason game. I would expect the Chiefs to make it a point of emphasis in one of these preseason games to try to run the ball a little bit and kind of get into a rhythm and kind of get their communication down and get their combinations down and work on getting some push at the point of attack and cutting off on the backside. That might be this week. You know, there's only three of them now. It might be this week. And then right. The last one, you know, maybe that's something that they'll let to see the younger guys. But if I was a coach, I'm not. If I was, I'd say, okay, guys, listen, the point of emphasis this week, we want to see you guys in the first quarter. We'll give you a quarter, maybe a quarter and a half. Let's see if we can get some push. Let's run the ball a little bit and see how we could put a game plan of that together. And I expect the Chiefs to do that this week.
Yeah. When are we at? And this has been kind of a thing. And Adam, jump in here if you want. But this has been one of his bees in his bonnet, is that, like, are we at a point, is Mahomes advanced enough that he doesn't need preseason, that the risk of getting him hurt is not worth the reward of whatever sharpness he's creating by working in the preseason? I'm not a believer in that. I've seen Aaron Rodgers start horribly in week one after not playing in the preseason. I get the idea Tom Brady's going to give it the ultimate test this year. Being like, I only need a couple of weeks. I'll see you then. You know, but I'm like, where do you sit on how much a guy in his fifth year needs to get ready?
You know me. You know what I'm going to say. I think that they need to get out there and get some reps, knock the rust off. I love when Patrick Mahomes on the sideline said, you know what, it was kind of nice to get hit.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of get the rust hit knocked off you. And, you know, my first hit of the year, I took that hit. And, yeah, now it's real football. But I do think that this day and age, coaches, whether it's a head coach, offensive coordinator, a quarterback coach, I think they communicate with the quarterbacks. I think certain quarterbacks think, hey, listen, I need to get some reps out there. I want to see it full speed. I want to get my timing down. I want to feel a little bit of pressure. I want to be under duress a little bit and see how I react and see where I'm at. And then there's other quarterbacks say, listen, I don't need to do that until the regular season starts. I know what I could do. I know how to do it. I've been there before, and I don't want to take any chances of getting banged up in a preseason game. So I think a lot of that is dependent on the quarterback. I think Patrick Mahomes is one of those guys early in his career, which he still is, probably a guy said, listen, I like getting out there. I like kind of feeling the pressure. I kind of like getting banged around a little bit and kind of getting in the flow. Hey, football's here. So I think it really comes down to it's an individual decision. And I think the quarterback coaches and the offensive coordinators, even the head coaches, I think they give that kind of leeway nowadays to quarterbacks. I think it's a little bit different than when I was playing.
Right.
But I think that they make those decisions now. They say, hey, so what do you think? How much do you need? Do you need a quarter? Do you need a, you know, a half in the preseason? Do you need no preseason? What do you think? And I think Patrick Mahomes probably said, you know what? Give me about a half altogether, and I'll be okay. And then you made a great point with Aaron Rodgers. He don't want anything. But a lot of times, guys like that, when they get in their first regular season game, and we saw it with the offensive line, prime example, they weren't used to the speed of the game and the run game. It's a little bit harder than what happens at practice, and you struggle a little bit. Now, I think if that was a regular season game, the Chiefs in the second half, or maybe even in the second quarter, probably would have got into a rhythm and a roll and probably would have ran the ball a little bit better. You know, we coached up, hey, listen, let's get our pads down a little bit here. We got to do this, this, and that. And they would have made that adjustment, but they didn't have time to do that. But I think that a quarterback, you know, some of them need that timing. Some of them need that kind of feel of being in the game, and some don't. Aaron Rodgers doesn't do it, and you're right. And it seems to me that the first couple games of the year, he always looks a little bit rusty, but that's something that he can live with, I guess.
Yeah, and I think I don't think he's particularly sharp. And I wonder, you know, we talk about, well, is Patrick Mahomes going to have an Aaron Rodgers career where he only wins one Super Bowl? He's already been to two, which Rodgers hadn't been able to do. And I wonder how much of that is a product of, you know, Patrick Mahomes, I think, is definitely one of the guys. Like, we've seen plenty of video of Patrick Mahomes out with the fellas, you know, for dinner or at a bar. You know, Aaron Rodgers seems to be the most aloof guy in the world, right? Like, I don't know who his buddies are on the team. And how much would you appreciate that Mahomes was at least out there for a little bit? He put on the gear. He put on the pads. He went through warm-ups. He stretched. He went out there. He did a couple of drives and threw it around. Even if you had to play a half and he played two series, how much more would you appreciate Patrick Mahomes than Aaron Rodgers, who's not playing any of them?
Yeah, well, let me answer that as a center first. You know, you always love to have the rhythm of the quarterback snap count. You always love to have kind of a feel for what they're trying to do as far as communication-wise. You know, listen, am I going to make that Mike linebacker call? Am I going to turn to protection? Are you going to turn to protection? How are we going to go about the communication with pass protection? You know, just little things that you work as a center and a quarterback that if you're not doing it in a preseason game, the first time you do is a regular season game, and sometimes you're off a little bit. And I would say the snap, which is a very simple thing, right? But nobody really goes underneath anymore anyways. But that was one of the things that I would say, listen, I had to really bust my you-know-what to get my head across on a zone play, and I was getting that ball up as fast as I possibly could to get my body across, and I didn't have to do that particularly as hard in practice because, you know, it's practice. And in a game, you're going a little bit faster, so you had to get that feel for the quarterback and how he rode you and how that snap came up and all those kind of things. Little things like that you can't get in a practice that you can only get in a game. And if the quarterback's not in there, the first time you do it is a regular season game. As an offensive lineman or as an offensive player, I think it's nice to have a guy in there. Listen, your body is just as important as his body. I understand he's a half a billion dollar man.
It's not. His body's much more important.
I know, but you know what? When you're making a living and you're trying to, you know, be a professional athlete, you feel like, hey, if I'm out there, you know, I'd like to have him out there too. I mean, that's just, but you understand. I'm not saying that you'd be like, you know, what a rat bastard here. He ain't in there. We're in here and he don't care about us.
I see the headline. Tim Grunhard calls Patrick Mahomes rat bastard.
Rat bastard, yeah. But, you know, it's always nice to have your general out there on the field with you. It's always nice.
Let me correct that. Actually, you're not. You're saying Tim Grunhard calls Aaron Rodgers rat bastard.
Yeah, I definitely would call Aaron Rodgers a rat bastard if I was out there. No.
Because Patrick's out there. Yeah, so this doesn't apply to Patrick.
It doesn't apply
to Patrick. It applies to Aaron Rodgers. Maybe some Tom Brady.
Hey, listen, anytime, I don't care what game it is, Saran, and I know you are a little bit like this, whether it's checkers, whether it's Monopoly, whether it's football, whether it's pickup basketball, you always want to win.
What about pickup sticks with your butt cheeks?
Pickup sticks? I've never played that game.
Okay.
No. But I will say that anytime.
Never heard that phrase?
Yeah. I haven't done it, but I've heard that phrase.
It was like a coaching trip. You look like a bunch of guys out there playing pickup sticks with your butt cheeks.
Yeah, or they used to say, you look like you guys are blanking a football out there like a big monkey or whatever. So, like a monkey blanking a hand grenade.
Yeah.
But
oh, yeah, that's yeah. What could go wrong there? Really?
Nothing can go wrong there. But what I'm saying is.
Is it a big monkey?
It must have been.
Or is it a little tree?
Just probably one of the tree.
Scamp type, you know.
If it's a hand grenade, it probably would easier. It'd be easier for a small one to hump it if we're just going with the
Does the monkey have cymbals? Is the monkey banging his cymbals around the hand grenade? Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to be there personally.
Oh, God.
I'll let you take a closer look.
But I will say that it's always nice if you're out there, you like to have your guy out in the field and playing with you. But listen. Everybody understands, you want Patrick Mahomes for the regular season. But if Patrick Mahomes wants to be out there, if Patrick Mahomes wants to be a part of the action, then it's a good thing because, really, you also step up your game. Anytime Joe Montana was on the football field, we always said, you know what, don't be the one. You don't want to be the one guy to let Joe Montana get
right.
hit and get hurt. And it's the same thing with Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I will tell you, we have established a lot here in segment number one with Tim Grunhard.
We've got some monkeys.
Monkeys
blanket
and
hanger
grenades and footballs, relations with grenades and footballs. We've got a couple of rat bastards running around the NFL.
We do.
And all of it proudly brought to you by our friends at CBD American Shaman. The Tim Grunhard Hour, we call it.
And that's right. And today, tickets for less.
Tickets for less. That's right. College football's coming back locally, nationally in just over 2 weeks. Mizzou, K-State, and Kansas will be in action with week one. You can get your tickets, no per ticket fees, from Tickets for Less. Use the promo code 810WHB, no space, 810WHB. To save even more on your tickets, plus the NHL preseason game, Blues and Stars in KC. That's coming on October 1st. That'll be here before you know it. You can save right now with tickets at Tickets for Less. Plus, use the promo code, right? 810WHP when buying your Chiefs tickets today only. If you use 810WHP, you're going to save 10% on your Chiefs ticket order from Tickets for Less. Whether it's preseason with the family, you can save a big chunk off the regular season as well. Save 10% right now. And for the preseason, they've got $15 uppers, $30 lowers, plus the big four-pack special. If you're looking for the regular season tickets, you can get four tickets and parking for $225 for the Seahawks game and the Broncos game.
You know,
Seahawks
I was a face one time of Tickets for Less, and then all of a sudden they drafted a guy named Patrick Mahomes, and he got the job. I can't figure that out.
It was such a smart move on their part, near as I can tell. Such a smart move on their part. We will take a break. More with Tim Grunhard as we are here at Tickets for Less. Call him with any questions, 913-685-3322. Put that number in your phone. Find him online at ticketsforless.com and use the promo code 810WHB. Save 10%. On your Chiefs tickets right now at 810WHB.com. Check out that four-pack. Four tickets and parking for the Chiefs game against either the Seahawks or Broncos. And the VIP tailgate, only $20 for the preseason. Get it right now. It's at ticketsforless.com. Welcome back. You're in the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Soren Petro with you. Tim Grunhard is with us, brought to you by our friends at CBD American Shaman as we broadcast live here at Tickets for Less, where they've got great specials on Chiefs tickets. Save 10% with the promo code 810WHB. They got a four-pack for the Bronco game, the Seahawk game as well. $225 will get you four tickets and parking. VIP tailgate, of course, best tailgate in town. Do all the work. You get all the fun, all the eats, all the drinks, beer, seltzers, all included. You can barely get in. You can barely get a beer in the stadium for $20. You can get the VIP tailgate for the preseason games for just $20. Think about that. It literally isn't much more than one beer in the stadium. You get all you can drink, all you can eat. It's the VIP tailgate here from our friends at Tickets for Less. And again, that promo code to save 10% on Chiefs tickets is 810WHB. Go there, find your tickets, use the code, save money. Timmy. What do you want to see in the next game?
Well, what do I want to see in the next game? Well, I want to see him run the ball a little more effectively.
Okay.
I'd like to talk a little bit here about the defense. I thought the defense looked fast.
Okay.
Now, I agree with you. The offensive line for the Chicago Bears is not very good. They got some issues there. But really, the athleticism, especially at the linebacker and the safety position, to me was very impressive.
Yes.
You know, Gay, I think that last year, he wasn't quite sure what he was doing. He was still playing fast, but it was that out of control fast. And on this, I'm not saying he was a poor football player. I just was learning the defense, learning the schemes, learning what Spags wanted to do. He looked much more comfortable in this game. He looked like he was playing fast but under control. Bolton's another guy. He's just a natural playmaker with a lot of speed. So I think it, the linebacker position and the safety position. Listen, over the last 5 or 6 years, kind of before this young crop of linebackers and safeties came popping up, the Chiefs struggled with what? They struggled with the back out of the backfield. They struggled with the tight ends. And when I look at this team, I don't see that being as much of an issue as it maybe was a couple years ago. You know, we always said, hey, listen, we have the offense and the defense has got a whole serve. I like this defense. I think there's some speed, the athleticism. And the one thing that when you look at the young guys on this defense, and, you know, starting with Bolton and starting with Gay, and then going to the draft pick and Carl Loftus, these guys play hard. They play hard. They finish plays. That's a novel concept now in the NFL. Finishing plays, playing 110%, chasing things down, playing kind of with your hair on fire. They've done it. And listen, once again, first preseason game, that's the only thing we had to look at. And it looked to me like those guys were playing fast. They were playing hard. They were finishing plays. And it'd be interesting to ask Spags, when he watched the film, was he happy with the effort? I mean, I'm sure there's things that he has to coach. I'm sure that, you know, maybe in the wrong gap on a certain defense, or they didn't have their place out arm free, or they didn't get to the right drop area in certain situations. But I would bet that if you asked Bags and he said, you know, what do you think about the effort of this team? I think he's as happy with the effort of this defense than he has been since he's been here. And I hope that that's something that is a trademark of this defense, is speed, quickness, and finishing plays. If we have that, this is going to be a nice season for the Chiefs.
Yeah, I agree, and I'm glad you brought up the athleticism of the defense. And I thought, while the defensive line overwhelmed up front, I felt like every yard the Bears got against the first unit, I was like, oh, my God, that was lucky. Like, it was just barely past a hand. One pass was just a Hail Mary up for grabs that he threw when he was being hit, and the prayer got answered. You know, I didn't think the Bears looked like they had anything at all going offensively against the Chiefs' first defense, which, again, you know, maybe when you scheme up, some of the youth of the Chiefs' defense will be exposed early on in the season. But I'm with you. I mean, there was no – like, all the corners look big. You know, they're flying around. The safeties are flying around. You mentioned the linebackers are flying around. Yeah, across the board, it looked like what you've wanted, a big, strong, fast defense.
Even the guys that are older guys, I thought Clark looked quicker. He looked like he was playing harder and playing
faster. He's leaner this year.
And guess what? I know that those veteran guys – have a lot of confidence, and they feel like they got a good feel for what they need to do. But when you have a young guy come in, like a Carl Loftus, and I'm not trying to make him into the next Pro Bowler and the next great defensive end, but the one thing that he does, and it gets contagious. I'm telling you, just like when you bring a new offensive line in that finishes plays and has some nastiness to him, on the defensive line, if you see a guy that's out there and every day the coach is saying, you know what, that's what we're looking for, great job, way to finish, Carl Loftus, way to get to the ball, way to chase that play down. You know, the guys that are sitting, you know, in the back of the room, the older guys are saying, you know what, I'd kind of like to get a little bit of that love too. So you pick up your level. You feed off of that. I don't care if you're a first-year guy or you're a 10th-year guy. You want to be able to play at the best that you could possibly play at. And it looks like to me that they're feeding a little bit off some of this young enthusiasm and athleticism.
Yeah, no, I agree. And if Frank Clark can get back to being the best of Frank Clark, Chris Jones can get back to being the best of Chris Jones on the inside, and Carl Loftus is going to be at least a try-hard guy. I mean, I felt pretty good. I walked away from that game. One of the things I said when Curtis and Adam and I were discussing the game was, I said, I feel pretty good about my Tamba Hali comp. Right? Carl Loftus and Tamba Hali, you know, not Derek Thomas, right? Not just that ridiculous first step, not Von Miller, but good athlete, try hard, relentless, strong, you know, coverage sacks are going to be the bulk of what he gets, or Chris Jones forcing him back. But certainly the defensive line is better. And Dunlap looks like a nice addition. I mean, I think they are better. I think there's a chance that they're better in the secondary. Because you mentioned about them flying around. I didn't see, like, oh, my God, where's Tyrann Mathieu?
Right.
God, they miss him. I didn't see that. I think they're better at the linebacking core. Anthony Hitchens is off the field. They're faster and quicker now at the linebacking core. I think they're quicker and faster up front. I think all three levels of the defense got better. I think the offensive line will be, you know, 10% better off the youth and the chemistry being there, because it's going to be the same group. Andrew Wiley's going to win right tackle. We can get to Kennard in a minute. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think they're a little bit better on the offensive line. I think they're the same or a little bit better at running back when you add Pacheco into the mix. And I think Mahomes should, you know, probably be 2 to 5% better, as he's got even more experience now. I you know, tight ends are the same. Maybe a little bit worse, just because Travis Kelce's getting into his 30s and maybe he erodes a little bit. I don't love – I still would like to see something put into the tight end position. But, you know, the wide receivers didn't bother me either. They were all getting open. You know, I don't know how this team – but I think everybody in the NFL gets better. So I think that if they're 4% better, they might be 2% worse collectively compared to the rest of the league, right? If the rest of the league gets 6% better and you only get 4%, you lost 2%. But there's no way that this team is like, oh, my God, everyone's caught up to them. They're a 9-8 team. Not at all.
Now, if you just look at the rookies, there's a couple things you always want to look at with rookies. And if you're going out to the game in Arrowhead this weekend, go to Tickets for Less and get some tickets and go out there and pop and watch a game. As a young guy, here's what you want to look for. You want to look for, okay, listen, is this game too big for them? And how do you know if it's too big? They have a lot of mental errors. Are they not in the right spot? Are they having missed assignments where they don't know where they're going? They're going the wrong way. Let's say, for example, if you're a guard and you're pulling and the other guard's pulling, you start banging, you start hitting kind of right behind the center, or you're going the wrong way on a zone play. Those are things you have to – is it too big for you? The speed of the game, is it too fast for you? I didn't see that particularly a little bit. Now, we'll talk a little bit about Kennard here, that he's struggling a little bit, and we'll talk about why. But if you look at Chanel, you look at Williams, you look at Watson, you look at Cook, you look at Moore. Moore had three catches, and really at all different levels. He had a nice catch in the middle of the field, right? Wasn't too big for him. Wasn't scared going across the middle. He had a nice catch on the sideline where he understood where the sideline was and was able to get his foot down and or his feet down and stay in bounds. And then they gave him a little jet sweep deal where he was able to, you know, kind of move around and show that on each level he could do something. And then we talked about Carl Loftus. It's just relentless. I think he's ready to play because he just has so much effort. But if you look at those young guys, I didn't look like it was too big for them in that first game. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I think this young crew of players, I think going to get obviously nothing but better. But I think that there's some guys here that can really help this football team and help them early.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's a lot to like and almost only things to like about this team. Let's take a break. We're talking to Tim Grunhard. He's brought to you by our friends at CBD American Shaman. We're live at Tickets for Less. You can come by and see us, 7311 West 130th Street. If you want a GPS, you can give him a call. If you got any questions, 913-685-3322. Don't forget about all the great concerts in town. I need to talk some concert tickets with some folks. I'll be doing that here in a couple of minutes as I need four concert tickets.
What concerts?
It's supposed to be a surprise.
Oh, don't forget it.
I'll tell you during the break. I'll tell you during the break. Okay. You'll definitely want to go.
I'm in.
When we come back, see if Tim isn't like, oh, my God, I so want to go to that show. Right. You're totally going to want to go to the show. NHL preseason, Blues and Stars. They're playing right here in Kansas City. You can get your tickets here. Great college football. Yes, Mizzou, K-State, KU, get your tickets here. VIP tailgates, $20 only for the preseason. All you can eat and drink for both preseason games here at Arrowhead Stadium. Great barbecue, inclusive beer, seltzer, tailgate games for fun. Cheese 4-pack special. Get four tickets and a parking pass to see the Chiefs play the Seahawks or the Broncos. That's just $225. And preseason games, $15 in the upper level, $30 in the lower level. Call 913-685-3322. And remember, you can save 10% on all your Chiefs purchases. That's right, save 10%. Two preseason games coming up and the home opener on September 15th. That's officially less than a month away. Save 10% right now when you use the promo code 810WHB. Welcome back. You're on the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We're talking football with Tim Grunhard. We're talking football with Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com is where you can go. Get all your Chiefs tickets, all your college football tickets, 10% off when you use the promo code 810WHB. Take advantage of this right now. It's for a limited time only. Get 10% off your Chiefs ticket order with the promo code 810WHB. Go to TicketsForLess.com. That's 810WHB. No space. 810WHB. Uppers in the preseason games, $15. Lowers, $30. Four-pack special. The Seahawk game, the Bronco game, you can get four tickets and a parking pass for just $225. And don't forget that VIP tailgate pass, just $20 for the preseason games. All you can eat and drink. All the fun for you, all the work for them. It's the best deal going when it comes to tailgating at Arrowhead. It's courtesy of our friends here at TicketsForLess.com. Tim, when I walked in, you were singing the praises of the new camp darling, Isaiah Pacheco. Mm-hmm. You said, did you call him the starting running back for Chiefs?
I said, by the end of the year, he could be the starter.
Do you think that that will happen? Or do you think, you know, you are buying the hype and feeding into the camp? We've given the cautionary tale so much.
Camp down darling, sing this song, doo-da. No, listen,
That's frightening, Tim.
I know. I like the kid. I think he's smart. I think he's runs hard. I think that he's going to be a nice addition to this team. I don't know if he's going to start or not, but I do think you're going to see him in there. And I think that there was a good indication that in the first quarter of the game, he was in there running around with the first unit and didn't go back in when some of the other young guys went in. So I do think that Ronald Jones will make the team. I think Gore, you know, you look for just little things, and he had a fumble in the game, and you have a fumble in the game, then, you know, that's just hard to overcome when you're fighting for a position. So, he may be a little bit of camp darling. There's a lot of hype around it, but it's fun. It's a fun story. The kid was at Rutgers. He's a seventh-round draft choice or whatever he was. You know, didn't have much of an offensive line, playing in one of the hardest conferences in college football, and now he's with the Kansas City Chiefs. And I like to think that Brett Veach found this little diamond in the rough over there right off the Hudson River or – I guess it's not off the Hudson. Rutgers is kind of in the middle of the state. But they're in the state of New Jersey. He found a little diamond in the rough. And, you know, maybe this could be one of those things where Brett Veach knew and nobody else did. What do you got for me? You are typical. You know, you're more of the Missouri guy than I am. It's a show me state. You need him to show you before you're not buying him.
Well, I'm excited about the season. I'm excited about the team, but I try to remain like I've seen this before. And what did you see in that game where you went, wow? Like I saw more, and that's not to say that I won't see it in this next game. Well, he wasn't in there much, so he didn't have much of a chance.
That's what I was wowing about.
Was that they clearly are wanting to keep him under wraps and get in there.
Yeah.
I saw more from Derek Gore last year.
Oh, last. Okay.
Last year.
Yeah.
He flashed last year. You know, I like the catch from Pacheco. It wasn't an easy catch, and then he got his body around and made a guy miss and got up the field because – not making guys miss was one of the knocks on him. That's why he was there in the seventh. I mean, the guy played in the Big Ten and runs a 4.35 40. Why is he in the seventh? Right?
Because, like you said, I mean, the guy didn't break a lot of tackles, and he only averaged, about 3.7 yards a carry. So a lot of that isn't particularly him, but you're judged on your numbers. It's all about measurables. It's all about your stats. A lot of teams passed up on him. So I would like to see him get a little bit more action so that I can have a better feel. I mean, listen, I'm believing the hype.
Because right now you're just talking out your rear end, aren't you?
Yeah, just like 90% of the Kansas City Chiefs fans.
Tough to do when you're playing pickup sticks with your butt.
But I will tell
you. You're pulling it off, Tim, both.
I will say this. I have the luxury of being a fan still. You don't.
Oh, no, no.
No, you don't.
You're full-time
analyst.
Are,
you
right.
are the big analyst. You are the guy that's got to sit back and he's got to weigh the different options and take a look at things and keep the level head. I don't need to do that. I am excited about the kid, and I'm not going to lie to you about it. I think it's an. I think that this is a great story, and I love great stories in the NFL, especially with guys you know, like this come up seventh round and show up. But to your point, I played with a lot of these guys. I mean, there were a lot of guys that all of a sudden you thought, okay, here they go. They're the camp darling. And the next thing you know, they're either cut or they never play. So we'll see what happens. But let's, you know what? It's a good story. Let's, you know what? Let's talk about it and enjoy it while we can. And hopefully it comes through and the Kansas City Chiefs are happy with this.
Who's the camp darling that ended up doing the best? Because we know all the Brian Shays and the Jesse Haynes and the Bobby Scipios. But do we have ones that we don't remember that, well, like, we started out going, I can't believe.
Lonnie Martz is one. Yeah. You remember Lonnie, a free agent kid. He ended up playing and playing quite a bit for us. Let's see. I think one of the wide receivers, was it JJ or was it Willie? One of those guys who kind of just came out of nowhere and was a kind of a little bit of a camp darling and made the team and did some great things.
I think Derek Gore was one. I think Darrell Williams was a little bit. He's probably the best example for to find a running back where I like this kid. He runs tough. He catches the ball. He picks up the blitz.
He was part of that law firm. Was it Williams, Williams, and Williams or something?
Sure, yeah.
Three of them?
If it makes you feel better, we can go with that. but, yeah, the you know, I hope that's the case with this kid. He seems like a great kid. Yeah. He's obviously they added everybody they could with speed. And so it would be great to have that kind of speed in the backfield. But, you know, he's got to be able to run through some arms. And that's the real question. I saw him get taken off his feet in a drill that was wrap and release today.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, well, you maybe know that's the 3.4 yards per carry right there.
You know, Saran, we all should be as level-headed as you when we're evaluating football players.
Oh, Tim, for crying out loud. Just.
You know, can you just let us be excited about the kid? Just please, just let us be excited. You know that this is part of your deal.
Should I be fueling the Royals' 2023 World Championship fire as well?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. The Massey kid from Chicago, got to be a superstar.
Okay, yeah. You got it all figured out
now?
Yeah.
There's another camp darling.
What is Pacheco this year? What are you thinking stat-wise? 1,500 rushing, another 700 receiving, 16 TDs on the ground, 5 through the air. Is that what we're thinking here?
No.
No?
No. I'm not even going to guess what he's going to have. I do think that you're going to see him take some carries away or help out Hilaire in certain situations. I do think that, you know, you may have a little bit more of a running back by committee this year. You might. I mean, Ronald Jones is a guy that I think is going to make the team. Everybody kind of wants to write him off. But we talked about it last week. I love him in third down and short situations and inside the red zone. I think he's the kind of guy that knows how to kind of sniff out the end zone. I think Hilaire is a guy that, you know, does a lot of things real good. But at times I think he gets banged up. So. We'll see what happens, but it's a fun story, and I think just a lot of people are rooting for the kid.
Let's leave on this note, the camouflage hats, the Chiefs' camouflage hats. Did you see them during the game?
I haven't seen them.
Oh, come on.
I just wasn't paying attention.
They're red, gray, and black, and white. You didn't see them?
I think I have one.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
I have it in the car. You want me to go run out there and get it?
I do, because so I can set it on fire for you.
Is it at the end? You gotta get on me for Pacheco, and then the Chiefs' hats. Like I have anything to do with the controlling what the Chiefs are doing on the field? Let me see. Let me see that. I don't have that hat. No.
Like where? Like, am I the only one who looks at that and goes, "Where's the yellow?"
Hey, are they going to do an alternative helmet? You know, like all these other teams.
Sure.
Curtis? Doesn't sound like it. Doesn't? Yeah. That's about right.
Yeah.
That's kind of the Hunt deal. They are.
But they'll do this.
Yeah. Like, they, you know, they're honoring the military with that.
spare me the sanctity of the helmet when I'm fine with the camouflage.
Why would you be upset with something you can wear to a football game and then wear it the next day hunting?
No, you can't. Not with the bright red. And that's not going to happen. And what I don't get is, like, gray is not in their color scheme. Yellow is. Why isn't yellow in the hat?
I don't know. Yellow doesn't quite
or
fit in.
Or a faded yellow, a faded gold.
Yeah, camo. Camo and yellow. I don't know.
Okay.
Orange, maybe. Right? Because a little Hunter orange. Yellow.
Elmer Fudd ear flaps.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I've worn out my welcome.
Tim, you've done all the damage you can do here.
All right.
We appreciate it, my friend. Tim Grunhard joins us each and every week here in the program. We will take a break. Come back here to ticketsforless.com. Remember, you can take advantage of 10% off on all Chiefs tickets. Just go to ticketsforless.com and use the promo code 810WHB, 810WHB, and you'll save 10% on your Chiefs tickets.
All right, how many USC Trojans have been named NFL MVP? Brought to you by Good Sense.